This is Matt Wells at UN News. Following a series of bomb blasts on Easter Sunday that killed more than 250 people and injured many more, concerns have remained for the safety of refugees and asylum seekers living in Sri Lanka. UN refugee agency UNHCR has been working since day one with local partners and the government in the aftermath of the 21st of April attacks on upscale hotels and Christian churches, following reports of Muslim refugees being targeted by angry mobs. Nearly 1,000 Pakistani and Afghan nationals have sought shelter in safe areas, including in local mosques and police stations in Negombo and Paisiala near Colombo. UN News' Sachin Gaur spoke to Nilanthi Lorenzu-Huaje, Protection Associate at UNHCR, about the work the agency's been doing to help the vulnerable.
My work is directly with foreign nationals who are seeking asylum in Sri Lanka. We have about close to 900 or 1,000 between that amount of refugees and asylum seekers internally displaced within Sri Lanka because of the certain experience that they aftermath of this incident on the 21st of April, because they felt that they were perceived as extremists, so many retaliations. There were so many people who were forced out of their homes and currently taking shelter in the mosque and in police station in Sri Lanka. So that is the ground situation right now.
Can you tell us about the challenges the vulnerable communities faced in the immediate aftermath of the attacks?
So the challenge was because these people were foreign nationals and they are religious and ethnic minorities coming from different countries. So after the incident, many of them were asked to leave their homes. In Sri Lanka, we have urban refugee population, and usually they rent out houses and they don't live in camps. So they have like a quite very normal life where they can rent out houses and live. So after the incident, many of them were feared to stay at home because they were scared that they will be approached and will be targeted by different groups, because few of our refugees did experience some sort of retaliation from the local community. So many of them were displaced because they were scared, and also there are people who actually experienced some sort of retaliation.
How difficult it was for the UN agencies or for you to reach out to the affected communities and help them?
So I think the initial 2 weeks, it was like extremely difficult, because as UN staff, we also had to follow so many like security measures we had to take into consideration. So it was the initial 2 weeks, it was really difficult. We could not actually go to see and to meet them. But we do work with local partners. You know, there are refugee advocates, and we also have implementing partners who were on the ground from day one. And we were also in touch with them, communicating with people. So calls were flooding in. We used to answer about 300, 400 calls a day from different people talking to us and saying what's going on and how they're scared and everything. So I think the initial 2 weeks was very difficult because personally, like for as staff, we also have our relatives or neighbors who were affected. But then also, like when it comes to work, we had this group of people that we had to think of. So there was really no time to feel for our own. That's how I felt. You had to like get into action and to work for your people, because they had nobody else. So they were reaching out to us, because UNHCR is their organization that should, and they believe that we should stand for them and we should work for them.
You mentioned that you were working with implementing partners in reaching out to the vulnerable communities.
Yes.
Could you tell us more about the role of UNHCR in working with the government to ensure interfaith, interreligious harmony and tolerance, and in promoting reconciliation?
because we are UNHCR and we actually work with a specific group of people, our mandate is to serve refugees and asylum seekers. From the day one, we reach out to the government and we told them that we need their support, because when people got displaced, like, we didn't have a place, because it, in Sri Lanka, it was not a camp setting. And this is, like, known to the government. They knew that we had a very urban refugee population. So, as I said earlier, like, it was extremely positive, their responses. We were very encouraged because they were very forthcoming in providing assistance in, you know, whatever the way that it was possible. So, currently, you know, they are working with us to find alternative accommodation for this group of people who are taking shelter at a nearby police station. So there are about 100 to 150 people who are taking shelter in a police station. So at the moment, we are working with the government to, you know, to find an alternative accommodation for them.
How long it's going to take for these communities to go back to their places?
Well, it depends. We surely hope that, you know, they'll be able to go back very soon. Like, we have heard, like, that few families who have returned to their houses, their homes, so which is a positive sign. But to be honest, we don't know how long they'll have to stay. But we have not discouraged people from going back if they feel safe to go back. And if and most of the time what they told us is they're in touch with their house owners. And
right.
Many of them had very positive experiences where the house owners have tried to protect them and to make sure that they don't get physically targeted and all that. So they're in touch with their house owners, and you know, and if it is a possibility, there is an opportunity for them to go back, and we are very happy about it. You know, and we encourage that as well, because you know, the current setting, their movements are restricted. And, like, we have to basically provide for everything, their food and their medicine and everything has to be taken to them. And it is not the ideal situation for people to remain in, you know, one place where they can't go out, children can't go to school and all that. So we really hope that things get better and that people will feel, like, free and okay to go back.